Well, in order to succeed, we'll read some Zohar. So, Zohar, we're in Bereshit, page 48, in volume 2.
פסקה 30, טור א', פסקה 30. שוב, זוהר לעם כרך ב',
זוהר, for all, בראשית, article, let there be light, item 30.
So again, what do we need while reading the Zohar? Akokoka. What do we need in order to read this all? One sentence.
Intentions,
good. Who else? What are you adding?
Prayer for the friends.
Third.
Mutual request. Mutual prayer.
Deficiency.
To break the...
Okay, the 10 on duty here.
A strong desire for change.
Keep going.
A request for the light that reforms.
Demand and connection and revelation.
To yearn to feel the state the Zohar speaks of.
Keep going.
Now it's besides him.
Recognition of evil.
The Creator will be revealed within the connection.
Request for the Creator to connect us.
The feeling that we're all together in this effort.
Okay, Niv.
To
start the work and to hope and expect for the Creator to complete us.
Okay, who else? Keep going.
From these mutual efforts to reach a state where we draw the light.
To hold the friends in connection.
Renewal of the intention every moment.
To ask for the force to pray for the friends.
To ask for this to go to the will to bestow, not to the will to receive.
To be in a mutual prayer.
To ask for the friends.
That the light will connect us and adhere us in love. Well, more or less, that included everything. So, we'll stay in the intention of unity and a request from the Creator to keep that unity for us until the form that He will be revealed in it. Please.
30. And God said, is poised for a question and for knowing. It is because, and God said, has the letters of me or, which indicate a question. This means partzuf yeshut, of which he says that he is poised for a question. Unlike the upper Abba Ve'ima, from whom these mochin are not extended, because they are not poised for a question. As they are avir shelonoda, the avir that is unknown. He says that it indicates a force that was lifted in a swing, and the swing was in whisper. And it is said that he is Abba, and Elokim is Ima, meaning Abba ve'ima tatein, yishsut. And the exit of mochin de gadlut is by bringing back the letters ele, of Bina, from the place of Zon to the place of Bina, to complete the place of Elohim. And he swung the illumination from the place of Zon to the place of Bina, because this was done by the illumination of Abba, which is found in the word Vayomer, and the swing that the illumination of Abba makes, it makes it in secret, in whisper. That is, the illumination of Chochmah is not known outside of him. but the light is hidden in his place because of lack of light of chasadim. For chokhmah does not illuminate without a clothing of light of chasadim.
The main thing is to be in the intention that we together want to reach a state that the Creator will be revealed in us. Simple, right? And constantly to think and renew and to be in that same intention, be in that loop again and again, renew it and renew it all the time. Please.
The light extends from Ein Sof at the Rosh of the thought in the essence of Bina, in her gar, which is called the head of the thought, and not to the zat of the thought. It is so because gar can receive the light of Chochmah without clothing of chasadim. Hence, the light expands in them, although there is no chasadim there. But zat cannot receive the light of Chochmah without clothing in light of chasadim. So because the light of chasadim is lacking there, the light of Chochmah cannot spread in them. And God said, that means that now that Pallas has begotten the holy seed with which she was previously impregnated. The place is Bina, called Yersut. The holy seed are now Zon. He says that until now, once Abba, who is, and God said, swung the letters Ele and returned them to Ima, me, and the letters of Elohim were completed in her, Ima, the palace delivered Zon, which adhere to the letters Ele and which she was impregnated. It is so because since the letters Ele were fallen in the degrees of Zon, during the exit of Bina from the Rosh, they became one degree with the Zon. It is so because the rule is that the upper one who descends to the lower one becomes like him. Likewise, the lower one who rises to the upper one becomes like him. Therefore, when the illumination of Abba swung the letters Ele to the place of Bina, Zon, who were attached to them as one degree, rose with them, and Zon connected to Bina as well. It is considered that Bina was impregnated with Zon because Zon clung to her and became a holy seed to her. For when they are attached to her, they receive mochin of holiness from Abba, like Bina herself, and this is the meaning of the fetus who eats what its mother eats. Bina delivered the Zon in whisper, and the one who was born was heard outside. This seems perplexing, since her delivering is the same matter as the one who was born, and if she gave birth in a whisper, then the newborn was not heard outside. Yet there are two births together here. One, the birth of the Mochin for Zon while they're still inside Bina. Two, the birth of Zon to bring them out of the place of Bina into their own degree. Indeed, the birth of the Mochin made by the swinging of the letters Ele to the place of Bina, when Bina returns to Rosh De'arichanpin, is considered illumination in a whisper, without expansion outwards, for lack of chasadim, and his saying that she gave birth in a whisper relates to the birth of the Mochin.
Well, we're renewing the intention, right? Everybody together until the Creator is revealed in it. We're asking it from Him.
But the birth of Zon themselves and their exit from the place of Bina to their own place was done by the Zivug of Bina on the Masach de Zon, which elicits the level of Chasadim to clothe the light of Chochmah in Chasadim. At that time, she gives birth to Zon and lowers them to their own place. And now that Chokhmah has clothed in Chasadim, the Mochin are heard outside, meaning they have expansion. The one who gave birth to Zon gave birth to him in a whisper. He was not heard at all. This relates to the birth of Mochin for Zon while they're inside Binah, for then they are in secret. When Zon depart from Binah, a voice that is heard outside is made. And this relates to the exit of Zon from Binah to their place, which was done after the elicitation of the level of Chasadim on the Masach de Zon. When the level of Chokhmah clothes in Chasadim, and she has expansion outwards to illuminate in the lower ones, we should know that the whole cause of birth of Zera'anpin and his exit from Binah is the Zivug on Masach de Zera'anpin to extend the level of Chasadim in a way that the clothing of Chokhmah in Chasadim and the birth of Zera'anpin come as one. It is so because by that zivug it becomes apparent that the degree of Zera'anpin does not belong to Binah, and the disparity of form is considered birth.
So, how's it going? Any questions, something about the intention? Everything's clear? Yeah.
How to give more force to our demand from the Creator?
I don't understand what demands.
This demand from the Creator to let the friends connect and so on.
So pay more attention.
But what fuel does this work on?
Well, let's say, till the end of this lesson, if you forget about the intention, you have to pay 1,000 shekel fine.
I'm not going to pay.
You don't pay, so let's agree that you will pay. What are you smiling?
That's the motivation?
Yeah? Not enough, so 10,000 shekel.
No.
What?
No, 1,000 was okay.
Good, okay. He can already measure now. But 1,000 is okay, right? It's enough for you to... Meaning that's the damage that you won't forget. Your will to receive is going to be all prepared that he can't forget the intention. Otherwise, he's going to lose.
The will to receive?
Yeah, your will to receive is going to lose 1,000 shekel. That's why it'll obligate you to keep the kavanah. Don't your theories. I'm asking you, will it happen?
We can try.
What do you mean? So let's not do it in money. So let's do it by beating you up. Anything that the world to receive feels a damage from it. Why not? But by what does the Creator help us advance?
Just understand, this request stems from the will to receive.
Who am I turning to now? To this piece of will to receive like you. Who else can I talk from? Your will to receive, where is he? Of course the will to receive. That's how the Creator is working with us and everybody. Yeah? If you were in the world to bestow, you would have different few. How why not lose at every moment in order to bestow to the Creator, to give Him a bit more attention, to be devoted even more? Then you'd be in a different deficiency, opposite than what you are now. Now, how why not lose, right? And you're cursing everything out just not to lose the 1,000 shekel. Are you thinking about the intention? No. Thinking about the Creator? No. But there's no other choice. Otherwise, yeah, you'll have to think about them. Now, is it worthwhile to do it like that or not? Because you're cursing out the Creator. Because if He wouldn't exist, you wouldn't have the condition of losing the 1,000 shekel. Right? He's embarrassed to say it. Don't embarrass, it's on me.
I already got confused after this. After that, I don't understand how we reached 1,000 shekels, so...
Okay, give me money at the end of the lesson. Okay. Yes, Gershon.
Can you use fear from this world in order to think other thoughts? Can I tell my will to receive? If you don't think of the friends, if you don't make intentions, then you'll get blows, and that way to motivate myself to act. Is that correct, to work that way?
Why not? I'm asking.
I don't know if yes or no, I'm asking.
No, I'm asking you, why not and why yes? Where can we scrutinize this, if it's true or not? Well, tell him. He's asking for advice. Can he scare his will to receive like this and become righteous? If it helps, yes. That's called lo lishma. They're saying, okay, what else? Yeah, that's right.
That's what I heard you tell Yosef now.
Yeah, why not?
I think I heard in the past that it's not good that way.
Of course it's not good and it's not sanctity, but for now, why can't I do it? When you wake up in the morning, Mister, why do you wake up? To work the Creator, right? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes? Oh, so, sorry. Guys, we have a righteous one between us. Reward and punishment for us is still in corporeality, but they have some kind of attitude towards spirituality, an attitude, but actually it's still all. And gradually by the light that reforms, don't forget that component, that's the important, that even though that I will work for the 1,000 shekel, that I won't lose it, for now I'll be in the intention to bestow, I'll turn to that light that reforms, it'll do the job for me. That's why on one hand, half of my work is obviously that we're in order to receive. And I don't want to lose those 1,000 shekel. But if it obligates me to turn to the light that reforms, it's worth it. How does it, does the Kabbalist write? By paying the musicians. But they make my heart warm, they help me work. But look, they take that money and they go drink. What are they, those musicians? Doesn't matter. It raises me up. Yes.
So we said two things today about waking up in the morning. One, in the beginning of the lesson, we said we need to depict adhesion.
Right.
And now we said we also need to scare the will to receive.
Yes.
So should we order it, or is it what? Whatever is stronger when I wake up, how should I decide?
Doesn't matter. Promise the will to receive whatever you want. If you'll be good, so I promise you, what am I promising?
We said adhesion.
Adhesion is reward for him.
If I heard correctly, then we said in the beginning that...
No. Now I understand. You're sneaky. We are asking for dvikut, for adhesion from who? From the Creator. That I wake up in the morning, first of all, I want dvikut. Dvikut in every price, that's what I want. You must give it to me, because with that dvikut, I can do anything. Say what you want, but dvikut. From this, start the rest. Because you're turning to the Creator. In the case of Gershon, we're turning to the will to receive, which is opposite. So there, were saying, be careful, don't lose the 1,000 shekel. And each one with his own reward. Right? You can also do this and do that together. Yep.
So it depends how you wake up, what you feel when you wake up.
No. You have to prepare yourself in advance that this is what you're doing. When you go to sleep and wake up, you have to do it from the evening before. That's how you prepare yourself. Otherwise, you're going to wake up, you're not going to think of everything, of anything. You have to wake up and right away be prepared to ask for dvikut. Well, right away. Gradually, a few thoughts, and you're there. Well, guys, come on, we're not advancing. Keep going.
31. Let there be light.
So, this sentence, and God said there will be light.
Let there be light. Anything that comes out and is emanated in the worlds come out in that verse, let there be light.
We're in the intention, everybody together, until the Creator is revealed.
That is, that the ways of the work of the zivug explained in the verse, let there be light, work the same way in the emanation of the mochin of all the degrees. The words Yehi implies Abba v'Ima, Yud-Kei. Yud resembles Abba, and He implies Ima, meaning lower Abba v'Ima, which are called Yersut. After the letters Yud-Kei in the word Yehi, it was brought back to the first point, writing a point, Yud, once again, like the first Yud, it's written Yehi, to be a beginning for an expansion into something else. It is so because the Yud that's placed at the end of the word Yehi, after Abba v'Ima, which are Yud-Kei, hint that Yud enters the light of Abba v'Ima, who became the level of Avir, since the letters Ele of Elohim fell from them and descended to the place of Zon, leaving only Mi de Elohim in them, Ruach. For this reason, Abba ve'Ima diminished and received a Yud in their light. By that, a beginning for expansion of the Mochen to another Partzuf was made, Zon, for because of their diminution, the letters Ele descended to Zon. Later, when the words Ele return to them, Zon rise along with them and receive Mochin from them. Thus, because of the entrance of the Yod to the light Yud-Kei, which became Avir, a beginning was made for expansion of the Mochin for Zon, of whom it is written, let there be light.
Okay, well, turning to the Creator, asking for Dvikut and His revelation in the Dvikut, in our unity. Keep going.
The words or, light, Yehi or, and there was light, are not renewals of light, but a return of the light that Abba v'Ima had already had, since the Yod, who diminished the light of Abba v'Ima into Avir, departed there once more, and the light returned to Abba v'Ima as it was in them before they diminished.
Can you depict to yourself that the Kabbalists that read the text, so they read letters, and every letter or every word for them, it's actions, 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 what they did with the light, as he's explaining now. And the light is Yud, Ke, Yud, Abba, Ima, Avaya, all these things, every word. Try and think like that. See it like that. Keep going.
The expansion of the light, let there be light, is expansion that expanded and was fissured in the concealment of the upper hidden Abba v'Ima Arichanpin. Thus, there is really no new Havaya here, that the wholeness that existed before it was fissured reappeared. First, he fissured the 10 sefirot, the Abba Ve'ima, and brought out of himself a single hidden point. This is because En Sof fissured the 10 sefirot, the Abba Ve'ima, with his own Avir, and disclosed that point, Yud, which was given in the light of Abba Ve'ima, who also became Avir. Commentary: the light is not light of Chokhmah de'Arichanpin, but the light of Binah de'Arichanpin. For when she was in Rosh Arichanpin, Binah was also considered Chokhmah. And once the Chokhmah de'Arichanpin took her out from the Rosh to his Guf, she became Vak without Gar, Chokhmah. At that time, Binah is regarded as her 10 sefirot being fissured because her gar of light departed from her naranchai, and the lower kelim, Binah, Tiferet, and Malchut, divided from her degree and descended to Zon, and only kelim of Keder Chochmah with light of Nefesh Ruach remained in her. This is regarded as fissuring in the Kelim and the Avir in the light that was in her. That Binah, the Arichanpin, is clothed inside Abba Ve'ima, which are implied in the Yud Kei of Yehi, so that anything that Arichanpin wishes to give to Abba Ve'ima, he does it in his own Binah first. And what is given into his Binah is given to Abba Ve'ima. For this reason, first he fissured the 10 sefirot de Kelim that Binah had while she was in Rosh Arichanpin, who elevated the Masach to Kli Chochmah and mated there. By that, the three Kelim, Binah, Tiferet, and Malchut, divided and descended from Binah into Zon, and he elicited a single hidden point out of himself. By that, he elicited in Binah a hidden point, Yud, that entered the light that she had, and her light had turned into Avir. Since the Gar, which are Neshama Chaya Yechida, departed from her, and she remained only in the level of Nefesh Ruach, Avir, from his own secret, his Vak. This is so because the secret is considered the Achoraim of Light of Chochmah, Vak without Gar. Thus, Ein Sof divided from his own Avir, because first Arichanpin mated on the Masach below his own Chochmah. By that, he took Binah out from Rosh to Vak. The three Kelim, Binah, Tiferet, and Malchut, Ele de Elokim, divided from her, and only Kelim, Keter Chochmah, Mi de Elokim, remained in her. He disclosed the point of Yod in the light that she had, and the light became Avir. This act of Arichanpin is called a seed of silk. He calls Arichanpin En Sof because every emanator is considered En Sof, because he only emanates with the light of En Sof in him. When that Yud expanded from the Avir, the word Or, light, remained from the word Avir. It is so, because afterwards Arichanpin returned and lowered the Masach below the Chochmah to the place of Malchut, by which the three Kelim, Binah, Tiferet, and Malchut, were brought back to the degree of Binah, as well as the complete light of Naranchai of lights. At that time, Yod expanded and departed from her Avir, because once the Yod departed from the hidden Avir, the Avir returned to being light, meaning a light complete with Naran Chai light, the light of Chokhmah. Thus, when Ari Chanpin wishes to impart the Katnut to Abba Ve'ima, he inserts the Yod into his light and becomes Avir. And when he wishes to give them Mochin the Gedlut, he lowers the Yod from the Avir once more and becomes light.
Okay, what?
You now mentioned that the word, that every letter and word in the Bible is a spiritual action. So can you ascribe this also to the text of the Zohar itself, that every letter and word in the Zohar is a spiritual action?
No, this is what Kabbalists wrote about themselves. Here the text is... whatever wasn't written by the Kabbalist.
Azor itself, a text of Mekori, shall Azor.
The Zohar itself, the original text of the Zohar.
We'll reach it. Let's say the Torah. The Torah is written in such a way that every letter in the Torah brings a special spiritual force. And then the expansion of those forces and the way they work one after the other, we can see that through the text.
Are there other texts like that, or just the Bible?
In such a height like the Torah, no. The Nevi'im and Ketuvim, the prophets and the scripts, there are less, and then it even goes down more. Okay, keep going. So, with the intention, we're okay, right? We're getting along? We're on 33, right? Now read this, and each one counts how many times he went in and out, with the intention. From Tzion, Tetzé Torah, from the exits, the more times you go in and out, it's more respectable. Okay? So, obviously, not when I disconnect on my own, but that's very important. How many times did I come in and out of intention that we want to be together and discover the Creator inside? Please. That's how we turn to Him. 33. When the first point of Arich Anpin, Yud, is found, His light appeared on her in the form of reaching and not reaching. When the point expanded, the light that remained from the Avir was revealed. Once he explained the ways of elicitation of Mochin, the Katnut, and Gadlut, and Binah, the Arich Anpin himself, here he explains the order of imparting the Mochin to Abba Ve'ima. He divides them into three Pchinot, which are 3 points. Cholam, Shuruk, Chirik. Cholam, one, Cholam. When there are three, the first point of Arich Anpin Yud, before the Yod departed from the Avir, his light appeared on her in the form of reaching and not reaching. Arich Anpin was illuminating to Binah at the point of Cholam above the letters, which are the Kelim de Binah. Here the light reached Binah in the form of reaching and not reaching. Reaching with Chokhmah, with Chasadim, and not reaching with Chokhmah. This is so because the light of Chokhmah remained in Rosh Arich Anpin and did not reach Binah, who went out to Guf Arich Anpin to Vak, to Shuruk. When the point Yod expanded and came out of Avir, the light of Chokhmah went out, and it is the word Or, light, which that remains after the exit of Yod from the word Avir. This is a light that was initially in Binah, while she was in Rosh Darich Anpin, and which disappeared with her exit from the Rosh. Now he returned to her and exists in her. It is written about it, and there was light, indicating that there was no novelty in reality here, but it was the light already in Binah. The light departed and was concealed, because when the light departed along with the return of Binat Rosh Derech Anpin, after the Zivug on the Malchut, in the place of Malchut, came down, and she raised upon the three letters, Ele, to her degree along with Zon that were attached to them. The light of Chochmah departed, and they're not clothed in the letters Ele, or in Zon that are attached to them, any bull, due to the lack of clothing of Chassadim. Instead, it was hidden in the point of the Shuruk, because the light of Chochmah did not depart from them, but they could not receive it, although it was closed in their Kelim, since they lacked the garment of honor that illuminates. For this reason, it is considered that the light illuminates in concealment. Hence, the point remained in Binah where Chochmah always reaches with their Kelim, the point of Shuruk, where Chochmah reaches in a concealed way. 3. The Chirik reaches and does not reach. It reaches in Chassadim and does not reach in Chochmah. It illuminates in it as the illumination of the first point from which it came out through the Zivug that was done on the point of Chirik from Zon that are attached to the letters Ele. This point of Chirik illuminates in him like the illumination of the first point which came out of it. She extends the level of Vak in Binah in the way Arich Anpin illuminated in her while she was a point of Yod in her Avir, light of Chassadim. At that time, they cling to one another. The light of Chochmah from the point of Shuruk clothes in the light of Chassadim from the point of Chirik, and they illuminate together. They illuminate in one and in the other. It follows that Yisut illuminates in the two points together, in the light of Chochmah and the light of Chassadim. And Yisut is compelled with complete mochin in four colors, chub chug, since they received chub from Rosh Derech Anpin and received chug from the zivug of the Chirik.
Well, how many? What was the count?
Seven.
Seven. 14. Who got more? 7, 20, more.
No, it's not the scream, it's in the beginning of the Zohar I had a lot of disconnections, but now when you said to count it, so I felt that I'm not disconnecting. You understand what? When we read in the beginning.
Hold on. What does it mean you didn't succeed? In what did you not succeed?
I didn't come out of the intention. Now I was on intention. Connection, adhesion, didn't come out of it. But before you said to count, I had a lot. I found myself.
Okay, now, alongside with that, did you hear what we read?
No, it was on the background. I was waiting to disconnect so I could start counting, and nothing. I was in the Dvikut, so I didn't count anything.
Did you understand what we read?
No.
Okay, this is all this battle also related to the text. But it's good that you did this, meaning you didn't listen to the text, you only understood that this is the remedy. I am now under the light that reforms. I must keep this condition. I pray for the group to be as one, to an extent to discover the Creator. And what? Then wait for detachment, but it didn't come in order to count. I wanted to do the exercise and see how much I detach. Rav, that's fine, but we mustn't wait for detachments. Yes. We spoke here about light and avir, Malchut going up to Bina. How does Malchut make this jump? Yud enters, or how does it jump to Bina suddenly? Skip Zeran Bin. Rav, Yud resembles the light of Chokhmah, Hey resembles the light of Bina. Yud enters the light and becomes avir, or vice versa. It's talking about the vessels that either work with the will to receive or only with the will to bestow. So accordingly, they have the light of Chasadim or the light of Chokhmah, or it's the Kli of light of Chokhmah, but there is no light of Chokhmah. But it turns out that it's darkness. Yeah, but this jump between the degrees is constantly... Rav, what degrees? When Malchut goes up to Bina, it skips Zeranpin. Rav, why don't you say, how does Malchut go up to Bina if between Bina and Malchut there is Zeranpin? Is that the question? Yes? Okay, there's no question here. It takes Zeranpin with her. It's not an easy question. We need to answer it. If you ask in one of the mornings, then we'll answer it with an illustration and everything. Okay, more. Yes.
About the way to count. So what does it mean that I state that you can count?
No, but we're talking about reading text and understanding it, that I also want to understand the text. If I don't understand the text, then for me it's very easy to be with the intention. I'm constantly locked myself onto the intention. I hold on to it. I don't hear anything that's happening. I don't hear the narrator. We're talking about the correct form of reading the text, and like he says in item 155 in the intro to Tess, he says, yearning to know what we learn, and we don't know, we don't understand, but by making an effort from wanting to attain what they're learning, by that, the light that reforms shines upon them. So we need to be in that. We need... We'll continue the next intention, but we need to be connected to the text. Other than being connected to the text, we want to discover it. What's written in the text? What's written? Next. Besides, we want to understand it internally. Lights, vessels, what's happening there? What image he explains here, this author, right? And from the fact that I yearn for this, then I yearn in my prayer to discover this. I ask for the light that reformed to help me discover this. In what way? That we're all together included and we come to a kli to reveal it. We need to begin to collect these things together now. A kli for revelation of this image we read in the Zohar, that's our connection with the light that reforms, that corrects us, and when we start to organize our kli according to the text that we read. And then in our kli we feel these conditions, and that is revelation. The work of the Creator, that the Creator created the light, we feel in us what He did. Because that is the intention. That's what the Torah speaks of. So you start learning Torah. Yes.
And that whole repetition, that's called one, that's called once, that's me counting one, and then I disconnect and start the whole thing again, that me in front of the text with the...
In that too, there are things, but it's not our problem. We need to see to what extent the Creator renews this. If we succeed in unifying ourselves, in connecting one another, in our preparation to perceive the text that He does, and with this text that He's revealed in us, and He formats us in the connection between us, that our clear is special according to the text. Let's say, let there be light. Let there be light. These are 10 of our sefirot, how they formed, how they got this certain form, and then another one, and another form, and another, and another. And the more we read, it all is between us, like in this kaleidoscope, or in, you know, I don't know.
כמו במראה כזה שכל הזמן משתנים שם צורות וצבעים.
Like those mirrors that have constant changing of shapes and colors, but not shapes and colors, but forces, essential changes. And that is called revelation of the Creator to the created being. All in all, these are actions of the Creator in the created being. Yes?
And the action of counting, 1, 2, 3, 4, what you said.
That we feel the Creator changes this data, and we need to add to that our exertion. It adds the lack from the lack of connection between us. We add this and add. We work in this participation.
Is that analog or digital?
It's not analog, it's... You feel sharp changes.
Meaning these changes, where do they come from? Near Him.
From the Creator.
So I only count the actions from the Creator on me?
Yes, and then I respond to them accordingly. And to the extent that I respond to them, then the actions of the Creator are in accordance, because it's enough for me to find some sort of revelation of His. The specific one that it immediately disappears, because in spirituality, time is the number of changes.
And when does the action I count end until the next action? From me determining it's He started it, till I say that
in the next moment, immediately, if you do the correct actions, then they their frequency becomes infinite.
And if I discover that it was Him working on me all the time?
Of course He's working on you. The Creator won't work on you.
But I also have to respond to His action.
So as soon as you respond, He changes the state. That's how it is. That's called that Torah comes out of Zion.
Ken.
Yes.
Do you think that when we're going to advance more, we'll be able to come to the public and explain simply, whoever has a deficiency for divinity, come feel it in practice, how you can feel it in the connection with the other, with the others, a connection to the upper force in a short time. That's where it can go.
But they have no desire.
No, whoever wants it.
For those who want it, of course we'll be able to speak this way.
Or we're going to have to try and tell them through
the broad audience, you'll have to try and turn it around, and according to the troubles that will be revealed, it'll be easy for you to turn to Him. Because there'll be troubles of helplessness. There's no one answering, no one responding, and...
Meaning whoever's going to want contact with a Creator is going to enter a simple process of a few stages, though he's going to feel it, and most of the public, we're still going to have to find a bridge between...
I don't think we'll have to find some kind of connection, but it will be revealed to them internally, instinctively.
What does that mean, that they're suffering?
That they'll understand that we're speaking to the point, although they don't understand us, but they should be in contact with us. Like a baby towards a grown-up.
Let's see, today people go to all kinds of fortune tellers and they're going to say, we feel bad, come and help us?
Yeah, help organize us, yes. Who would imagine that in the 21st century, this fortune-telling would again become with the cards and all these things. No one would imagine that it would be this way. But we see that it is. Okay, that's it, guys. What? No. Daily mission, yes. Where are we? After 34? Yes.
Ken.
We wanted to ask for advice from a thought and task until the afternoon lesson, if you have some direction.
Maybe you do it yourselves after everything we spoke of. What do you think? What don't you have? If you say everyone needs to be in connection in order to reveal the Creator, that's what we're asking the Creator for. Connect us, each one in his 10, that we'll have a connection to an extent that you'll be revealed in it. That's it. Short, but like that. Well, good luck. Meanwhile,
Shabbat Shalom.